Sean, what drew you finally to the Patriots?
Well, I knew about the Patriots organization and how they believe in winning and the job that Mr. Kraft has done over there, him and Coach Belichick. And, you know, being a football player, you want to go somewhere where you're going to win and compete and have a chance to play, you know, in the postseason and maybe get a ring or something, because you see him on TV all the time and everybody around the league watches him. So, you know, why wouldn't you go to a place like that?
Were you surprised at being cut from Washington?
You said, was I surprised? No, I talked to the coaches and everything, and it was a good thing. It was not. I wasn't surprised at all, and I talked and possibly could have stayed in Washington if things had worked out, but that wasn't surprised at all. I'm happy to be in New England, I can tell you that.
What do you feel you have left at age 34?
I know, for one, I think I have veteran experience that I can bring to the team, but I can really run, and I still feel like I run, you know, and I can play at a high level. I mean, obviously, you've seen that, you know, one of the games I played last year, matching up on different guys. So I feel like I can still compete and at a high level. And, you know, basically, I'm just coming in and just try to do my part on the team, you know, and just help out any way I can.
Sean, with Terrell Owens now in Buffalo, you'll face him twice a year. How do you look at that matchup? What kind of experiences have you had with him in the past?
Well, I texted him and told him, stop following me around everywhere, man. We've been in the NFC West together. We was in the NFC East together. Now we're in the AFC together. But you know what? With me and Terrell, people know that I think he's a competitor and I'm a competitor. We never made it about us. It was all both of us just trying to work really hard to help our teams win. And, you know, I guess the media people make it more to be like the rivalry, but it was never like that. It's just like whatever, you know, I play within the game, whatever game plan is, and he played within his game plan, and we just went out and played football.
Have the Patriots talked to you at all? Do you anticipate playing a little bit of safety and moving around the field like that?
No, Coach Belichick, he didn't went into it. He didn't go into it in any detail. He just, you know, we just talked about me being a Patriot. He didn't go into much detail about type of things I would do or what I'd be playing. He's just like, you know, come over to New England. I'm quite sure. I didn't ask any questions. You know, I have so much respect for, you know, what he's done for players in the past. I don't ask questions. I just say, Coach, if you want me to line up, I'll play.
You said respect for what he's done in the past. You mean with older players that he's, you know, seemingly extended?
Oh, what players? What older, younger, were just players in general, you know, from him bringing a guy like over Everson Walls from the Cowboys for long years, and he played for him at the New York Giants. The players in general. So, you know, I have so much respect for him that, you know, I didn't ask questions. I just, you know, was so happy to, you know, say, hey, Coach, I'm just wanting whatever I can do to do my part.
Do you have a happy birthday, by the way?
Thank you.
Do you have any familiarity with the type of defense that the Patriots do play?
Just from what I've seen, you know, on tape, you know, from watching their games or, you know, if they play the same team we play. But, no, I haven't really sat there and studied them, and I just know that, you know, they're pretty good defense.
Are you familiar with anybody on the team? Do you know anybody on the team?
Who would I say I know? Not too many guys. This part of one team, I really had a great relationship with Mike Vrabel when we were in college, and he's no longer on the team. I knew Junior Seau, I played against Randy several times, and, you know, and I'm trying to think, you know, not too many guys on the team I'm familiar with.
How did you do against Randy?
Oh, I did good. You know, we always went at it, I think, pretty good. I mean, the last game, you know, I don't think anyone did pretty good. We got beat 52-7, so I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, I don't think anybody played well. You get beat 52-7. You know, I was a part of that when we came up here in 2 years ago in Washington. We got beat pretty good, so, you know, individual performance doesn't really matter when you get beat 52-7.
Just getting back to you and your matchups with T.O., why do you think you've been successful against him in the past?
I don't know. I just think, you know, honestly, I just go out there and I compete and we play against each other. And we play hard. And he has times where he's beat me on plays, and I've had times where I've defended him and made plays on him. But honestly, it's just not, you know, we both just go out, and I know for myself, I just go out and play within my scheme. I don't try to do anything what is anything different other than what my coaches tell me to do. I just go out and play this game that I'm in.
Do you think the fact that T.O. did come to the division might have made you more attractive to the Patriots, knowing they need somebody to cover him twice a year?
That could have helped, you know, but that could have helped. But you know, in New England, it's not about, you know, one individual player. I think it's more of a team thing anyway, a team thing. So, you know, regardless of whether it's me or Lee Bowden or Ellis Hobbs or Wheatley or whoever the guys are, I think, you know, the Patriots, you're going to play the defense call. So, you know, I think, you know, T.O. coming to Buffalo is going to make a difference because he's obviously a playmaker. You can't take that away from him. But that's not going to change the way I imagine the game being called.
Are you glad you have a little security here with what's been reported as a 3-year deal?
Yeah, that always helps, you know. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm very thankful that Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft, you know, extended the, you know, opportunity for me to play a couple of years there, and I'm happy that I'm being a part of the success or being part of the Patriots tradition. So I'm excited. So, you know, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity.
You mentioned that you have a relationship with Mike Vrabel. Have you talked to him about maybe what to expect?
You know what? I haven't talked to Mike. I know he's probably been busy. I missed him when I was in Columbus. I think he was either in Boston or on the way to Kansas City. So I missed him when I went to Columbus. But, you know, I'm quite sure I'll catch up with him in the offseason. I'll ask him. But, you know, the best way to learn is just go on and see for yourself. So I'm excited to get up there and see for myself.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Sean. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Stacey, give me a call when you get a chance.
I will.